6:34. I like this post. 30 days until 2021. Started off right, and then there's a beautiful picture of the tulips outside the Chicago Theater, taken by none other than Chicago fame photographer Barry Butler. Barry, I look forward to your pictures every day. It's the thing that sometimes brings the first smile to my face, sometimes the only smile. But it's, you really are just so phenomenal phenomenal at capturing our city's beauty and just the things we love about this city.
Well, thank you so much. That's really kind of you. There's, you know, there's always something positive each day. We just have to look for it sometimes, even when we have cloudy days. There's something there that, I'm sure will somewhat brighten our day, and it's really nice for you to say that. I do hear that a lot.
I think, bet.
Especially in the social media world these days, people are looking for something a little bit more positive, and I'm hopefully bringing that.
You are. Barry Butler 9 is your handle on Twitter, and that's what I follow you on. And I just, you see your pictures, and oh, wow. I pause, and I just look at it, and sometimes I breathe in, and I just say, wow, we have a beautiful city. And I just, you capture the beauty, though, and that's the eye of a great photographer. It's amazing how you do that. And I know you have this new calendar out with us. You have a book out. There's a lot going on in your world, Barry.
Yes, there is. And, the calendar that I'm doing with the station is something I mean, first of all, I'm honored to have that opportunity. I mean, obviously, WGN is legendary in this town and has always stood for Chicago. And a lot of people have come to me and said, boy, what a natural thing for you to be working with WGN on a calendar. So, in 30 days, you'll be able to open up that first page. And, January it is, and it's the first shot that's in the calendar this year is near Shedd Aquarium, and was actually taken somewhat during a polar vortex where we had the ice along the lakeshore and the beautiful skyline in the background right around sunrise. But there's actually 14 images in this calendar if you include the cover. And yes, wait, there's not 13 months, but there's an extra photo in this. In this calendar, and hopefully everyone will like it, and it reflects as the year goes along here. So there's some winter photos, there's some fall photos, and I think the thing that people have to understand is, this is a beautiful town, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 12 months out of the year, and yes, winter can be beautiful.
It can be, and I'm looking at that photo you talked about for January. It's spectacular. It shows. You said it was the polar vortex time, and you can see how it froze. You can see the formation of the waves in the lake as you look from the shed. That glorious view of the skyline. It's such a pretty picture there. I know a lot of couples go and take their wedding photos out there too, near the shed, because it's so pretty. And the winter picture is just gorgeous. I mean, is there a prettier city to take pictures of, Barry?
No. I don't know why we're called the second city. Certainly not when it comes to the beautiful skyline, the beautiful neighborhoods, and ultimately the great people that we have living here. So, this calendar is certainly, it's great for a self-gift, but one of the things I've noticed that as the people are ordering it through WGNcalendar.com is they're buying multiples. So obviously, they're sending it to family members, maybe people that they work with, because it's a great, great little present that you can send to someone. It's only $20, but you're getting a year's worth of good things to look at as the months go along.
And remember the person who gave it to you. That's why a calendar also is another great gift, because they're thinking about you. You know.
Exactly. Yes.
It's a great connection.
Oh, yeah. And the thing that I get little emails every once in a while, and people are kind of making their comments about what their favorite image is. And it's funny, how people, they'll sit there and say, oh, I love August. I think John Williams had said, I love August, or July, he said. And then, others will sit there and say, well, I love St. Patrick's Day, so that one in March is, something that means something to me when it comes to Chicago. So it's hopefully, you'll find all 12 months will be something that you find as a favorite thing to look at each month.
I'm loving September, but it looks like you might have been in an airplane to take this. It's looking across the city. Oh, boy, is that from the west?
Yeah. No, actually, one of the things that I think most people don't realize, probably the most beautiful views are actually from the south end of the lake, and that is actually from Hyde Park.
Ah.
So that's the University of Chicago campus with those old buildings that they have down there, and then there's a skyline in the background, and it's at sunset. So, you know, it's a beautiful part of the city if you've not gone down to Hyde Park. That's actually one of my favorites in the calendar this year. And that's the first time I've ever really published that photo. So, it was never actually up on social media. The first time I'm publishing it is actually in this calendar.
I've got a very small black and white version of it, so I'm not seeing it in its full splendor. But are you in some sort of is there a high rise over there? I mean, you seem so elevated when you took this picture.
Yeah, so, I get in helicopters, I have drones, I'll get on top of rooftops. Whatever it takes to get the shot that I'm looking for, I'm using it. So, you know, for example, if you look at the shot that is for, I think you said September. September's that's taken from a helicopter. Mm-hmm. Right at sunset and with the Hancock in the foreground and the sun coming around it. So, yeah, that was taken from a helicopter or, like I said, you know, whatever it takes to take the shot, I'm using all those assets.
How do you, so if you wake up in the morning, you just say, okay, I'm going to go to this neighborhood, or I'm going to do, architecture. I mean, what inspires you, or how does your day get motivated?
Well, I actually start the planning 24 hours ahead of time. So, you know, I'm going where the light is, where it's going to look dramatic, where it's going to really, you know, highlight the subject that I'm looking for. And, yeah, I mean, I have in my mind, you know, a list of places I want to take, but I sit there and say, well, when the light is right, that's going to be the spot to go to. So, you know, I always have that in the back of my mind, but ultimately I let Mother Nature kind of dictate where I'm going to go each day.
Mm-hmm. And you are Ireland born, Chicago based, is what it says in your bio.
Yes.
Ireland.
Yes, I was born in Wexford. It's in the southeast portion of Ireland. And, hopefully if you ever go to Ireland, once we're able to travel again, please visit Wexford. It's an old Viking town and has a lot of history. But no matter where you go in Ireland, there's just wonderful people.
Yeah, I so look forward to traveling again too. Is your family there? And then what brought you here?
We're the only ones that came over. So everyone else is back in Ireland. You know, basically at the time, my dad just said, you know, it was just time to look for a better life, and he took a chance. We had no one over here, and he made it a go. And you know, as many, you know, families of immigrants, you come over here and you hope to make it work, and he made it work for us.
Yeah, you hope for the best, and it has worked for you. And there's a bit of landscape to photograph over in Ireland, too. Have you done that, too, Barry?
Well, actually, that's how really I started. Chicago was kind of my practice area. And then social media came about, and people started noticing my Chicago photos, and it just kind of took from there. So, yeah, Chicago was just a place where I would kind of get ready for trips, or, you know, whether it was going to Ireland or to the national parks. And then social media came along, and people were like, hey, I like that Chicago shot. And I'm like, wow, you know, didn't realize that this was what people enjoyed. So it just kind of snowballed from there, and then all the Chicago shots started coming on a regular basis.
5 hours ago, you posted one that I love, absolutely love. It's the Christmas lights sort of shining and reflecting off of the L train right there off of the loop. And you even have construction workers in it, and somehow it looks gorgeous. A building under construction, it's the loop. It's so pretty, just stunning.
Yeah, thanks. As I said, no matter what you're looking at around Chicago, there's a lot of pretty things to find.
Yeah, and you find them. WGN Radio Calendar, you can go to WGNRadio.com or WGNCalendar.com. $20 a calendar, and just check out Barry's work, the breathtaking photos of our beautiful city. It's a great gift, as you said, Barry, and it's just, you do tremendous work. So thank you for sharing your skills and your work with us here at WGN.
Oh. Well, thanks so much, and enjoy the calendar.
Hey, Barry, just quickly, if people want to follow you, I follow you on Twitter. Where do people follow you in general if they just want to take in your great photos every day?
Well, on Facebook, it's Barry Butler Photography. And on Instagram and on Twitter, it's Barry Butler 9.
All right. Very cool. Thank you, Barry. Be well. Have a good week.
Take care.